Let's get started. Pull up the slides. The slides is there just for to get the conversation going, but I think we have some questions we might want to ask ourselves. Let's go to slide number two. Just a quick summary of some of the beginnings. On January 2008, we started a planning session and then a founding member conference call. At that time, we got started, and by April, we have the Ontology Summit in the end of April, the Ontology Summit 2008 communiqué was published. During that time, we had some really good session. The founding member session was attended, I forgot the exact number, probably around 50 people. Some people, of course, never rejoined, but a lot of them did. If you looked at the earlier sessions, we had people like Bruce Bachmeier, Mark Mawson, Farouk Najmi, who runs the OASIS Registry and Repository Technical Committee. We had people like Peter Benson, Rex Brooks, and I'm mentioning people who are sort of no longer hardcore people. We had Doug Leonard, we had Deke Smith, who's in the building services area, but of course, Bob Smith is still with us. We had Marsha Tsang and Denise Bedford, who are mainly in the library science Dublin core type area. We had Pat Hayes. We had the late Rob Raskin, who authored Suite. We had, of course, Michael Gruninger, Peter Hase, Natasha Noy, Elisa Kendall. Of course, Elisa and Michael is still on the team. We had a lot of fairly prominent people who are no longer active with this group. Moving to slide number three. If you look at our mission, we set out to establish a hosted registry repository. We want to enable and facilitate open, federated, collaborative ontology repositories, and we want to establish best practice for expressing interoperable ontologies and taxonomy work. By a repository, we mean something that holds ontologies and related information and artifacts and store and retrieve them. Going to slide four. Accomplishments. I think we should really be proud of ourselves. We're still here after more than 5 years. We have a recognizable identity. I think, I mean, all our people still in the know or still have heard about OOR. We have our logo, a nice domain name. We have websites, we have repositories. We have a very respectable network of repository notes and collaborators. We don't look at the next level as to how actively they are participating, and the list is very impressive. We established a very well-thought-through IPR policy that has since influenced people like the BioPortal IPR policy and so on. We have some very talented and devoted core members, although there are only a few of us today. We meet regularly, hosted numerous events by ourselves with our collaborators. that are very high quality and helps advance the state of the art in this practice, which I think is a lot of accomplishment in 5 years. But in comparison, going to number five, let's look at other people who do similar work. Sorry for the typo. The first repository is Wikipedia. And if you look at Wikipedia as a knowledge repository, then it is a repository. Obviously, we don't have to say how successful they are. Then there's IMDb. I don't know how many of you check IMDb regularly. They're extremely successful, I'm sure. Then maybe more close to us as repositories is SlideShare. And there's this ScribeD. One collects slides and the other collects papers. As for registries, of course, the registries that we work with on a day in, day out basis are like birth and death registry, driver license, and auto registration. That's our Department of Motor Vehicles or whatever. We register our identity with passports. And even, I think, for people who are collecting what's on the Linked Open Data Cloud, I mean, there's a registry that registers all these linked data, and I think they have been quite noticeable. And schemas, since these three repositories, registries, and schemas are the type of things that are similar to what we do. The schemas, the exemplars are things like Dublin Core, FOV, if you take pictures, then EXIF is on almost all the cameras now. Each picture that is taken are already tagged with EXIF information. And then for ID3, almost every piece of music that is recorded or every recording of any sort that's reduced to MP3 are already tagged with ID3. And then in the search domain, there emerged much later than us the ethicsofschema.org. And the one impression one can gain by looking at this list of exemplars is that, going to the next slide, what brings us our worries. One, we're not running a production instance, so even if people have day in, day out ontologies that they want to host on OOR, they still can't. Secondly, we are not gaining traction. People just seem to be very happy with or without an OOR. And maybe we should look closer again to see if we are getting achieving our vision. And the last, looking at this meeting, there are five of us on the chat now, and there are six of us on the call. Still just the same few of us, which is worrisome. So I think we should do some serious thinking. That's the opening. I suggested to do three things. Maybe we can't complete today, but I think we definitely should, maybe even if it takes another session, go through the exercise and revamp. I've been a CEO of a company before, and I've been on board of directors of huge companies like Philips. And I know, I mean, if this were a division of a big corporation, either the board of director would have recommended to close shop or to totally change the management and reorganize. But we are not a corporate entity, and we are not doing the same things and with a different mission from a corporate entity. That's why all we need to do is to do some soul searching, and I think we will get back into the same renewed thrust. So I suggest three things. First, we do a SWOT analysis. And for those who are familiar with the SRI approach, this is the strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat analysis. But I am suggesting that we do it with a twist. I'll explain how. Then we discuss what needs to be changed. I think, I mean, we definitely need to change. I mean, do we really even need to meet once a week or two or three times a month? Or should we meet maybe once a month, or should we even meet once a year, like twice or maybe twice a year? We need to develop some renewed focus. Otherwise, I mean, we are just too way out on the sideline, and the world doesn't care. So next slide. This, my suggestion of a sort of SWOT with a twist is, I mean, in terms of strengths, I'll just ask everyone at this meeting to type out one or two of the top value you're gaining by engaging in OR, I mean, through all these years. What did you gain from it? Maybe collectively, after we get everyone's, what everyone thinks is of value to them, then we can see what our strength is. And similarly, we go with the rest. So, again, so let me type this out first into the chat. So I'll pause for the next minute or two to let everyone just name one or two. One, I mean, if everyone comes up with one, we already have a bunch. What was of value to you by being in OOR? I mean, it would be nice if it's sort of peculiar or unique to OOR. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oliver is on the call now. So Oliver, should we wait for you to enter your point? Maybe Oliver is sort of time sharing with another thing he's doing, since he doesn't seem to be typing. So maybe let's go through what people have posted as strengths. Michael, you want to start first?
So I think that in a lot of cases, we're already working on some kind of ontology repository project. And I think one of the benefits of the OR sessions is to help kind of ensure that we're not diverging. And so by having us come together like this and coming up with a common vision for what we want the repositories to be, I think it'll make a lot of our future efforts a lot simpler, because we'll be trying to do this integration for kind of at an earlier stage. So when I say collaboration opportunities, I guess I meant also just kind of coordination. I guess I really meant more coordination of our efforts. I'll write that into.
Mike Bennett?
Hi. I think for me, it's at the moment more the potential than the actuality, but being able to find common meanings across different ontologies and be able to make use of those in our standards effort. So that's really the thing that I'm most interested in.
Paul?
So I agree with Michael that the collaboration is very important, and with Mike the shared semantics, so I didn't repeat that. And I also like very much this decentralized service-based architecture, and you know that we are trying to realize this with OntoHub, and so this is an important input from OR or important feedback that we get from OR.
Martin?
Yeah, so this is really more focused on sort of the business case I'd use for my management, but basically we anticipate that, you know, in the future there will be more pull from our customers for registering repository technology, and this helps keep us basically on the leading edge for those.
Leo?
Yes, I think they're absolutely necessary. We have instances now of BioPortal and maybe OntoHub and others that are partially superseding, you know, the original vision we had. But the need for mapping ontologies together, reusing them, and mapping vocabularies to those ontologies along with services is absolutely necessary. We're trying to actually do things ourselves within MITRE on a couple of occasions because we have major projects going on that need these.
There's a need after all. So for me, I mean, as most of you know, I'm a sort of infrastructure person. And if I look around and I see, I mean, which piece of infrastructure can I donate or can I participate in that would make a difference, I think OR would be it. And potentially I would be contributing to a piece of infrastructure or be a part of an infrastructure initiative that creates a component that will fill a strategic gap for ontology, the whole ontology field to grow, you know, without some sort of at least logically centralized ontology repository. I think the growth would be hampered, or at least would be a lot more chaotic. But I actually am surprised. I was very inspired preparing this letter of support for till last week. We have sent a few out already before. So creating that wasn't too much of an effort because, I mean, we had something else to copy from. But the thing was that we could, I mean, as a team and with a sort of umbrella initiative or a tent effort, then people within the OR initiative could have helped each other or at least supported each other to go for their own, go to their own funding agency, whether it's Mike Dean talking to his management or Pearl talking to the European Research Commission or Mark Newsom talking to NIH. I was thinking, I mean, that would have been a value, although I didn't see any of it sort of being documented here. That's one thought. The other thought is, if one remembers, the BioPortal people, of course, that was prior to there being a BioPortal. The Stanford people were extremely engaged, especially during Ontology Summit 2008. And then they went out, they got 2 5-year grants that totaled to close to $40 million. And then they stay on the side. So coming back to this point is, was getting funding a useful, I mean, a collaborative, having this TANT initiative that helps people. Of course, we are lucky that we weren't fighting each other. If Michael Gruninger and Phil Mosakowski and Mike Dean and Neil Oberst were all going to NIH for funding, just like Mark Musin, and only one of you will be funded, then I can see the problem there. So was funding a value? Maybe just, I mean, don't document this, but out of curiosity, how many people got funded because their initiative has an OR component, or at least your funding proposal has OR as a meaningful component, not just a sideline thing?
Peter, I think it was definitely beneficial for SOCOP. And, you know, a modest amount of funding, for those of us that are involved, but I think it was definitely a benefit.
Yes, SOCOP was one. Ken is not here. I know Ken did get a project that was funded. Phil is working on one, and we all wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, for me, actually, it hasn't been a factor. And that might just, I mean, it's probably because of the funding cycles here. So I'll be sending in a big proposal this fall. And so I will be, you know, making sure that OR has a prominent place. But in my current suite of funding, OR hasn't really played a role.
Okay, looks like SOCOP, Ken, Phil. Okay, so we've got some of the values. So in general, people would agree that funding, sort of collaborative support on funding, is useful.
Yes, I think it's necessary.
Okay, so now let's go on to the next item, weaknesses. So again, the twist is not weakness, but if you had ever thought of quitting from OOR, what would have been the reason? Let's not put in time, because time is just a matter of priority. If you said you don't have time, which means this thing isn't worth the time you're investing into. So don't say not enough time, but apart from what not having enough time, could you maybe name one reason why you would have sort of said, oh, that's it. I mean, it's not worth the effort.
So Peter, in discounting time, are you just figure that that's everybody's number one, or that was certainly the one I was going to put.
Right, I think everyone is going to put time, but I think time sort of reflects that nobody has enough time to do everything they want, which means why was OR not a priority. So I was looking at the next level of reason rather than the phenomenon, which is you don't have time for this anymore. The sort of next level of reason. If I don't...
Yeah, I guess I would say, you know,
Let's do the same thing. Let's spend 2 minutes typing out each one's idea, and then we'll go through and discuss. That'd be okay? One, two, three, four, five, six. All right. Everyone has theirs in. I'll start first. Of course, I have limited time, and I sort of looked at the projects I participate in as some sort of an investment of what I have, namely my time and effort. And I think in comparison, if I compare, let's say, OOR to Ontolog or to Ontology Summit, which I think topped them all, to my time spent in Onto IOP or a little bit of support giving to, Common Logic version 2 or the ICOM technical committee. I think in comparison, OOR is sort of at the lower end. It's not making the kind of impact that I would have hoped it will. So at least so far. So I'm looking for impact. If OOR is creating a lot of impact, I mean, I wouldn't even mind putting in twice that much effort. But at the rate it's going, it, and if I have to quit one or two projects to make room, let's say, for Corvo's project, OOR is close to being in the line of fire. So, Leo?
Yes. So time is my major concern, but the priorities related to that are because of the slow progress over time for OOR. I also don't participate in Onto IOP, which I'd like to, and Common Logic, which I'd like to, and, you know, others, simply because of time concerns, not quality or value or even progress, maybe in those cases. But also, I think the rise of BioPortal, if I can mention that, because in some sense it got out ahead of us.
Actually, if you ask Mark Newsom will look at BioPortal as one of the OOR nodes and one of the OOR components. I tried to convince him to label their instance as bioportal.oor.net, and I don't think it got accepted. I mean, not by him, but by the rest of his team. But to them, I mean, they still think, at least to Mark Musen, he still thinks he is OOR. Of course, I mean, he got ahead because he's got a lot more money to spend than we do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the issue.
Okay. So funding could make a difference?
Well, funding, I mean, if you have limited amount of time and you're able to do work that you're paid for, I mean, that becomes a higher priority simply because we all need jobs, and somehow that has to be, covered. You can work 60 hours on your job, but that means if it OR is not under that somehow, then it's your free time, and that's very limited.
Point well taken. Mike Dean?
So my point kind of echoes I think both Peter's and Leo's as well, that I'm also kind of in a position where I'm largely accountable for my time, and ultimately, sort of need to give some business justification for it. And BBN has, supported some of my participation here, so that's been good. But while the collaboration and so forth have been great, I can't point to a lot of contract work in our case that really has come from us.
Okay. Michael, bring it up.
I guess it's a kind of a combination of the time and lack of progress. So the temptation is that if we're not really getting anything done in this group, then, I'm working on this anyway, so I'll just kind of focus on aspects that are important to me without necessarily doing that kind of coordination. So it's kind of ironic. I mean, this is one of the strengths I thought was the coordination. But when there's not that much progress, then the overhead of coordination kind of becomes greater than the benefit.
Good point. Mike Bennett?
Hi. Well, I guess, I mean, at the beginning when I got involved with this, I wasn't able to produce owl ontologies for our stuff, which we now are. So that's something that would have made it less useful to us or us to do it, I suppose. And I guess my main thing for the last year or so and the foreseeable future is that we've got a lot of deliverables for a lot of moving parts, and I've got several layers of management who are a little bit hazy on the details, and OOR has become a detail, so I only dial into this because they don't know the place too, and I don't have to explain it to them, and if I did, they'd probably say, oh, you know, what's adding to your bottom line, and do you need to dial into it, and so on. But that's kind of where I am at the moment. It's something that I believe in and I believe would be useful, but I'm kind of in monitoring mode and just doing what I can at the moment. It's not really part of my bottom line critical path at the moment.
Okay. Phil?
Yeah, so I think the main critical point is that there has been no real implementation. There's BioPortal, but even the modifications of OOR are trivial, as I have seen, and there's this great architecture, but it seems not to work to have this top-down approach to do a nice architecture and then implement that. And yeah, and therefore, that's kind of the software basis is not there, and that's of course a central weakness, I would say.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely fair. So this is the twist. With everyone stating some major concern that led them to think of, I mean, it's not worth their time or effort. So it becomes my next question. What is the one thing that the team collectively could do to mitigate this issue that you cited above? So since everyone has a slightly different take on what sort of discourages him, so let's spend the next minute or two. So what would be one thing that we could all do to at least make you not consider quitting so promptly? Okay, I've got five of two still typing. All right. Leo?
No surprise, funding. It's always tricky for me, but I think funding is most important, and that means joint funding among the group. Strategically, I mean, maybe what we should do is focus on really providing plug-in services to BioPortal, for example, rather than trying to essentially do what BioPortal's doing.
Okay. Michael?
Well, I think since, again, each of us is kind of individually doing work, focusing on different aspects of ontology repositories, whether it be software architecture, logical architecture, and other ideas like that. Perhaps like a kind of a bottom-up approach could work. So because each of us is working on another project, we could kind of share, what are we planning to do locally? And what are our visions locally? What's our focus locally? And then what we do in these meetings is kind of identify then, can be shared between us, what can be, either techniques or even implementations, could they be reused? And in this way, kind of evolve towards the common kind of framework. So the idea would be that we're not, the emphasis is on coordination, but because, kind of to reuse the work that's actually being done rather than trying to have this kind of ephemeral big project, which no one can really contribute to because they lack the time, resource, and funding to create something else in addition to the work that we're already doing. So do the work we're already doing, but do it in a way that we can reuse each other's results.
Mike Dean?
Yeah, so I sort of went back again to the fund, actually having a qualified funding opportunity. So, and for us, that probably means something like DARPA or the intelligence community. NSF kind of only counts partway, both because of the amount of money involved and also some of the fee structure involved as well. So, yeah, I think NSF has been a good way to kind of bootstrap things, but, really isn't the kind of ultimate target that we need, at least for my management.
Do you see any sort of thing on the horizon that's viable?
I think there's interest in sectors, but the problem with places like ARPA with DARPA and IARPA is it really depends very much on whether there's a program manager that's excited about this. And, generally they go in with their own ideas that they want to push. And, occasionally you can kind of, add a new idea as a critical, enabler, for what they want to do. But I don't know anybody at this point, I think, who's really actively pushing for that, within those, within those organizations.
Mike Bennett?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where this would fit into our shared semantics strategy. So in Cyber, we've created lots of high level of abstractions of concepts that we specialize from, and we would like to replace all of those with terms from established standards. Obviously, now that we're working through the object management group, the default go-to place for those is object management group standards like the OMD date time vocabulary and some of the work they're doing on country terms and so on. But I'd like to take our shared semantic strategy to a whole other level. I'd like to see if there's something that the OR repository could do that would be part of that. We can identify existing ontologies and define copies of them and show how we would refer to them and so on. So I'm not quite sure what OOR would add, but if it was able to add something to that in terms of a go-to location for some of those or some way of tying together the terms between our ontologies and the ones that would be there, so that it would be part of our shared semantic strategy, then it could be very important to us.
So if there's a production instance with all the upper or super domain ontologies, you can start acting to them.
Exactly. Yeah, so to your point, in fact,
that's definitely a use case, and it's even manageable. Without new technology. I mean, that's exactly what BioPortal does for biomedical ontologies.
Right. Good.
Okay, my turn. Since my complaint was it's not creating enough impact, I would suggest we get into one or two domains. So BioPortal has one domain, I mean, maybe two, bio and medical. Pick the domain and do whatever we can to drive it so that OOR becomes the default place for people in that domain to find their ontology. I mean, they may not have a lot of ontology, but if they have ontologies, then OOR is the place. So if we team up with Mike Bennett, for example, and since all these are fairly new, and if OOR becomes the default place for financial people, of course they will go to the FIBO, but FIBO then goes to OOR to map to the upper ontologies and the mid-level ontologies or crosswalk to other domains, and then I think we've got it. If people, I don't know how many of you look back at the last two strategic planning sessions back in November 2012, we actually did discuss this, and it was identified, we have identified ontology-based standards as one of those that we want to tackle. And the other one we identified was to team up with IAOA and work on something that Michael Gruninger has proposed to collect all the ontologies that are published on ontology-related papers. So at least, I mean, in the ontology domain, if OR is the default place to find an ontology, I think those would be that would increase the impact. And from Leo.
Yeah.
Leo?
Yeah, well, I actually put my comment in chat too. So for example, I don't think a focus on domains will help. I think BioPortal itself is, you know, almost relatively agnostic about domains. I know that Barry Smith is trying to use it for some of his, you know, intelligence, military work, ontology work. We're bringing it in here to MITRE to try to do other domains, none of which are biomedical. Domain focus in particular, I think is not the answer.
My point wasn't to focus on the domain as much as focus on how to at least cap. It's like, I mean, if you start a new company, you need your first client, or you need your first customer, or first one or two major customers before you can sustain. BioPortal can do it because it already has the biomedical domain. Then, of course, the technology is agnostic. I agree. I mean, if we develop the technology is agnostic. But the thrust of, I mean, if we're trying to build out content, we don't try to build out every content in every corner of the world, but we'll focus on one or two. That was my point. But I agree with you in the developing our trying to advance OOR technology side of things. We definitely don't want to sort of narrow ourselves to one or two domains. Michael,
a question for Leo, if I could. Leo, when you bring it into MITRE, are you branding it as BioPortal or as OOR?
Well, currently it's BioPortal, simply because we're going to enhance it. Well, we may enhance it. It all depends on the evaluation and the amount of work we think is involved. But really, it's just BioPortal at this point. Mm-hmm. We always say that this is part of an open of OOR, but it's really just BioPortal.
Yeah, well, the other instances are really just BioPortal as well. But you might consider essentially, you know, which way you want to brand it, if you want to think of, because I think it actually would be a big help to OOR if you were able to brand it as OOR, although maybe it diminishes some of the credibility that you get from BioPortal.
Yes, well, there's other extenuating circumstances. So, for example, if we think that the effort would be too large for us, it may be possible that there's one project or another could, partially fund Stanford, for example.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, OOR, funding a voluntary consortium, I mean, it's not, that may be actually a difficult, more difficult route than funding a university.
Right.
Good point.
So I just wanted to follow up, Peter, on your comment. So that will be a student project in September to do all that population. So the content drive will definitely kick up speed in September.
So this is relating to the
your
project thing. Yeah. The papers,
yeah.
not the ontology-based standard.
Right.
So, Peter, kind of building on your comments about domains, I mean, that was definitely what we were trying to do with SOCOP and sort of the geospatial realm. You know, we've ended up having some more competition there than we expected. I think both from Lynn's work at Oak Ridge and then more recently the ESIC work that has involved Natasha and other folks.
And I thought Oak Ridge work isn't competitive. I mean, as I mentioned in the last meeting, their contract
right.
isn't even open.
It's certainly less competitive. I think ESIP is the bigger concern.
Yeah, ESIP is definitely sort of just a total overlap.
Right. And although I haven't looked, but I'm wondering if actually they largely imported the ontologies that we had imported into SOCOP already.
No. They actually have fewer ontologies than the SOCOP OOR, and there is almost no overlap.
Ah, okay. Interesting.
Maybe SWEET is the overlap.
Okay.
But it only takes time.
Mm-hmm.
An approach and the needs point of view, I mean, it's only a matter of time before those two ontology repositories will host exactly the same, almost exactly the same ontologies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. So, Michael, maybe you might want to capture your other point.
Okay. I'm going to have to step out for about 10 minutes here, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So the main opportunities is SOCOP, ontology-based standards. So can we, Mike Bennett, can we consider finance as a sort of viable domain we could tap into?
Yeah, absolutely. And the main thing for us is that our terms are built up from more primitive terms, specifically around accounting and legal terms, so contract terms and things like that, as well as transaction terms. It'd be nice to have an instance of the REA ontology in there, for example. So finance is really a client of a lot more high-level terms. For us, the critical thing is that these are standards, not just ontologies by ontologists, apart from, you know, the very top end, perhaps. But what we're looking for is accounting and finance and real estate and legal and that kind of thing. But yes, we'd be more than happy to put the cyber ontologies into there as well, so you'd have finance as well. And business entities, of course. These things all have connections to each other, these different subject areas. That's the interesting thing.
Okay, so I thought that geospatial, ontology-based standards, finance, academic papers.
Yep.
So, Mike, how many other old ontologies has OMG published?
Almost none. The date-time vocabulary is published in SDPR. And they've now done a sort of transformation to transform it into OWL, but from what little I've seen of it, it just looks like an FPVR model expressed in OWL. It doesn't look to me very much like an OWL ontology of temporal terms, but hopefully it will be by the time we come to use it, because we need to make use of it and make reference to it.
Right. So one of the things I was kind of wondering was whether we could, you know, sort of push OOR as the go-to place for looking at a number of the published OWL standard vocabularies. Looking at W3C, although again, the set, I think, of actual published OWL ontologies is fairly small.
Well, as an example, the W3C organization ontology, which we informally make reference to, but I'd like to formalize the relationship between our stuff and that would be well worth saying on there. I think otherwise, I don't want to see a land grab between the OMG and OOR, and I hope that wouldn't happen. But I know there's one or two people in the OMG who have strong ambitions to, you know, they've ignored most of what I've tried to do to refer to other ontologies, but then started recommending to me ontologies in OMG that don't quite exist yet. So I sense the kind of strategy there, which I hope we can find a way of getting those guys and the OOR onto the same page. You know, perhaps this is something we should get Elisa Kendall and Peter Yim and myself and a couple of others together next week when I'm in San Francisco and try and head off any kind of land grab type of tendencies that might otherwise happen.
Right. Well, one way to do that is to limit it to actual things that have been published up to a certain level. So,
right.
You know, things that actually are standards or recommendations or at least, you know, working drafts. I mean, I think things like old time and simple part whole, you know, would be good contributions. So we've sort of incrementally been adding those, but having little more commitment basically to tracking things. And
maybe I should take some homework to look at those then and see what there is already there that we should be able to leverage.
Right. So GeoSpark was another good example from OGC.
Right, good. We will come back to this discussion a little bit more, but let's finish with this round until we haven't gone to your point on how to mitigate the issue that would discourage you from OR.
Yeah, so I mentioned funding. That is, of course, an important issue. Actually, I should mention that I already got funding for Onto Hub, although it's not much, and we are using this for developing Onto Hub, and there is this other project, and of course some joint funding would actually be even more valuable. Apart from that, I like Michael's strategy to, in a bottom-up way, just work on our own things and then coordinate them into a joint effort. I should mention that with Onto Hub, we have made a commitment to develop a space portal in analogy to bioportals, so that we cover the domain of space. I'm working in this special research center, spatial cognition in Bremen. And we also have made a commitment to provide Onto Hub as the platform for the FOIS 2014 ontology competition. The idea is that everyone submitting a FOIS paper also should submit the involved ontologies to the competition, although it's also possible to submit independently. And so I think these efforts, they are done in a sense independently of OR, but they can push OR. And indeed, I think that Onto Hub could also become a more important platform than for OR. So currently it's still in an experimental stage, but in a few months it should be usable productively, and then I would like to see experiences in the OR community and whether we might even adopt this as our central platform.
Sounds great. So to check out your domain, I'll mute you for now, Till. So your domain would be space and the academic paper. Is this in coordination with what Michael was mentioning just a moment ago, or is this a separate effort given this voice related? I suspect it's in coordination with Michael. Is that true?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. I can hear you now.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so this space portal is basically, I think it's a bit independent of what Michael said, but we have contact to a lot of people that want to contribute there.
Oh, Space Portal, of course.
Yeah, Space Portal.
About the academic paper. Yeah.
Ah, okay. No, I was talking about the Space Portal, and the other one will be Concept Portal. So we have a EU project about concept creation or concept invention, and there we will need Concept Portal. So basically, we have a commitment to these two domains to populate these, but of course, it's always better to do it in a collaborative way. So if there is other activities, we are happy to coordinate this.
Okay, I noticed Bob Smith joined us. We have some slides, and we are on slide 8 now. So the third thing, we are doing a SWOT analysis. So, but it's a slightly, it's a SWOT with a slight twist. So now let's look at opportunities. We already looked at some, but now assuming impact is important, at least from the mission point of view, impact is important and may not be important from individual point of view. So from the mission point of view, what would be the one or two things we could do to allow OR to make a larger impact, a more meaningful impact than it is now? Some of them may fold into the discussion earlier, but so again, if people take the next minute to say one thing, I mean, one thing that's doable. Michael is still typing. Oh, he's done. So maybe we'll go backwards. We'll start with Michael this time. Michael, let me start first.
Okay, so that last one was just a note earlier you wanted me to put in, but no, my comment further up there is I think the opportunity is to really deliver the content, and because if there's nothing there, if the shop is empty, if the shelves are empty, then no one's going to shop there. And so if we have, I mean, that's why people go to Buyer Portal, because there's content there that they can use. So I think that's kind of one of our challenges on the user side.
While you were away, Tim Wysokowski was mentioning a thing that he also will be working on, which sounded like something you guys could work on together if not already, his concept portal and the collection again of both of concepts in papers and everything. Yeah. So that sounds good. Mike Dean?
Yes, I think maybe this is somewhat similar, but I think the notion of basically having a critical mass of ontologies that the community is interested in navigating and understanding is important. I mean, I think we looked at several domains that maybe there weren't quite as many ontologies that were out there as we had hoped originally. So one possibility could be leveraging some of the things for ontology design patterns. You know, there's a website now that is focused on that, but having we've talked on several threads about in several groups about supporting the design patterns, you know, within OR. So that may be an area. The other kind of wild idea I thought I had, just as other folks were talking earlier, is in terms of naming or branding, maybe we need to call it something like the ontology store, aunt store, just as a way of kind of, even if things are free, but kind of leveraging a lot of the app store mania that people are getting in the mobile computing world and desktop worlds as well.
Yeah, all those things are great, great points. Could you document them?
Like the design ontology design pattern.
How would the design pattern go into OR?
Well, for the
being regulated by
for the most part, I think
workflow control, or you realize it as an ontology first. In
I think most of them are actually ontologies that basically are further specialized. So, you know, kind of the classic examples are things like the semantic sensor network ontology that came out of one of the W3C incubator groups and so forth. So in a sense, they're not really technically different from regular ontologies, but are a different category. And perhaps, you know, we might have some tool. It would certainly be interesting to capture information on groups that are using the patterns and their experience with them and so forth. So if you look at kind of ontology design patterns side of the work, I think it's a site that might be provide some of the inputs for that.
Are we a bit late to the game, or are we sort of coming up with something?
No, I think we've actually been in the game for quite some time. I mean, Gary has been, in particular, has been emphasizing, and also Yano have been emphasizing ontology design patterns in the SOCOP and the SOCOP OOR work for quite some time.
Yeah, and I'm actually the co-chair of the ontology patterns workshop at ISWIC this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we could. You're right. There could be some more coordination there. Although I think part of the problem, like as you're observing, Mike, is that there's a little bit of ambiguity sometimes about what they mean as a pattern and whether that fits into what we've been thinking about would be the content of OR. But you're right. I think we need to have a better conversation there.
Yeah, let's capture the idea first as a possibility to explore further. We're not going to decide on doing what we do or not do, but let's capture the main bullets. So, Till?
Yeah, so I like very much that Michael has announced that there will be a students project in September, and I fully agree to the position that we need basically goods in the shelves in order to make people to buy them. And my point that I have written was that we should come up with software tools that help in the daily ontology development and maintenance work. So I hope that we actually will be far enough with Onto Hub in September that maybe Michael's students could also use Onto Hub, or that we will federate the bioportal with Onto Hub that will be connected. And then we also have our own, we will have one postdoc actually populating this space portal in the next few months. So I think that should be coordinated. It's amazing to see these different activities. And this bottom-up strategy that Michael mentioned is probably a good thing.
Great. So, Michael, don't forget your App Store idea.
All right. I have that.
In my turn, I have a couple of points. One is, I mean, in terms of sort of the domain focus and in terms of viability and impact, I sort of put them in priority order. I guess the academic paper one is easiest and reachable, that we could put all our resources into supporting, and then the finance is next, then the standards, which I think is some kind of a challenge, but then again, it's an area that we could reach more people. Of course, finance would too, but standards would be useful. So I listed those three. And the other thing, as most of you saw, I sent a message to Amanda Weisbaum, and unfortunately, she couldn't join us today, but during the summer post-mortem session, one point was brought up about reasoning over the LOD cloud. Of course, someone brought up how could we work with the Semantic Web people. They are already sort of not doing extremely well in terms of impact or getting into the mainstream, but they are still 10 times or 100 times doing better than we are. And I think we have value to add, particularly ontology has value to add, but in particular OR has value to add if one needs to do reasoning over the LOD cloud and open data cloud. So I hope, I mean, that could be another idea which are not very far-fetched, which we could leverage on several things. I mean, for example, the fact that the OR already supports OWL in their more ontologies there that could reach out to domains. There's already a huge LOD cloud with a lot of content, but they probably can't reason over it if the ontologies are not proper in. Maybe they have very shallow ontologies that could be strengthened with mapping to things that are much more stable, and so on. So that I think is an opportunity. So, Bosman.
The big gap between practitioners in the field and people on this conversation can quite easily be minimized with the App Store idea and better ontology-based standards. And I'm looking at the same thing I keep on harping on is buildings within cities and the increasing need for sustainability metrics and thinking through climate change impacts. I live in Huntington Beach. We have a mayor that's very concerned. So there's this very practical level, and then the dynamics of OOR, I think, are getting closer as the BIM standard 3.0 kicks off on June 3rd, and it's probably a year and a half before we're going to be in a position to finalize that standard. There's a lot of opportunities to link some German efforts and OOR into what this discussion is having.
Good. Thank you, Bob.
It's kind of a question, but taking a very abstract idea and getting it sufficiently reified.
Cutting you short, because Neil has to leave in 1 minute and 20 seconds, so maybe let's give the last minute to Neil and then use the 20 seconds to decide on next meeting. We are not going to finish totally today anyway. So let's try to finish them.
For example, I mean, I suggest just, you know, along the lines of Till, that we have focus on tools. So I would suggest that the biggest bang, fastest bang, too, for our dollar is to enable OR to support some of these ontology summit tools we've seen, the evaluation tools, work with those folks to map that into the common APIs for the ontology for OOR. And then longer term, you know, other things such as vocabulary to ontology mapping and ontology versioning. I mean, these are things I actually need right now, so.
Right. But the one thing, I mean, I agree with you, but don't get me wrong. But we keep on thinking value added service when we don't even have the sort of the basics. The basics is to host and to have a bunch of, ontologies, available and accessible. So I think we also need to work at, I mean, getting the ontologies into a stable, store that we would call OOR.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that that's the absolute necessity, but thing is, I can probably do that with BioPortal.
So let's do BioPortal, but not Bio, and something else.
Yes, I mean, so we can do that, but again, you know, if most of the services and the API underneath is BioPortal, and I need some of these other services, you know, I can call it OOR, but I'm basically, you know, interfacing with BioPortal.
Okay. So I think that we still have Mike, but before you and Phil have to leave, let's say we continue the session. There are two ways to do it. We don't have anything scheduled for June the 25th, so we could do the part two of this session on June the 25th. Our next meeting, because we're going to stop for 2 weeks, our next meeting is June the 18th, which is now slated for OR Gatekeeper and OntoHub API Hackathon. So that is Till and Ken. If Till and Ken were both here, then I might have been able to negotiate with them whether they would want to swap dates. But now that Ken is not there, let's say we do part two on Tuesday, June the 25th. Is everybody okay with that date? And can make sure you come.
I have a crash, but I can come towards the end.
I'm not going to be here on that week.
What about swapping? I don't mind.
You don't mind? Would it help if it's on the 18th?
I can make the 18th, yeah.
Mike Bennett?
Oh, I'm in Berlin, so what time would it be? Yes, it would be in the evening, so yeah, I could.
Okay, so part two of this strategy tactics session will be Tuesday, June the 18th, and then hackathon now delayed to June the 25th. And I thank Phil for that. Okay. So for those who need to go, thank you for joining. Maybe we continue to finish up with Mike Bennett's point, last point.
It's kind of been said by the others. Sorry. Yeah, no, it's really the same point that most others made on this round, which is, you know, making a good set of standard ontologies easily available and accessible, maybe saying more about their status and usage, maybe think a little bit about visualization and other ways that they can be made usable, as well as what people said on the tooling and stuff. So really, you've all said what I was going to say.
Yeah, I think, I mean, these things are emerging quite well. So maybe between Mike Dean and myself, we will analyze, sort of regurgitate on the notes and the proceedings of the session, and by June the 18th, we'll continue with the exercise, and hopefully by then we'll have a much better idea how we could sort of put renewed energy and focus and thrust into the OOR initiative. So that's all. And thanks, everyone. I mean, this has been a great session. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.